Irm, can you just go over how Larry is and what the situation is?
The situation is all I know is this, that he's very doubtful, and in my mind he's not going to play this week. And then from there, the foot is still swollen, so I can't really see exactly, the depth of the injury. And until the swelling goes down, they're not going to know for sure exactly what it is.
Okay. And what about Priest? How much can he handle at this point?
Well, I mean, obviously, he's played two games now, and he can't handle a full load, obviously. I mean, we wouldn't want him to give him a full load, but he can handle his share of carries and, him getting the ball thrown to him. So, I don't know, 15, 20 times. And then we got another young kid, Kobe Smith, that we liked, that we drafted. So it's a little bit of running back by committee.
How has Priest looked coming back? I mean, everybody kind of had those questions after a year and a half off how he would be. How has he looked?
He's been fine. I mean, he hadn't carried the ball a whole lot, so this will be a real test for him all of a sudden, because he'll be more involved in the offense. How he recovers, I think, will be the key next week. But he's been fine. The games he's played in, the Raider game, and last week he played a little bit. He's done a pretty good job. Still has his quickness, still has good vision, still has a burst, so that's good.
Did you think he would be back?
No. We went to getting ready. I think the week before we went to training camp, I anticipated he's going to retire. I hadn't really visited with him, and then he called and said he wanted to try to come back. So he's done a great job of getting himself in condition to try to play football, and it's a credit to him.
What do you think with, you get teams that, kind of seem to dominate another at a certain place or whatever. Is there a mental block with teams going to a certain stadium or anything like that?
I don't know. It's just the same, we could say the same thing if we were coming there this week, that obviously we haven't been very successful there. I know they haven't had a lot of success here, but one thing, generally the games are very competitive and very close. So we anticipate a very, very tough football game. I mean, Mike's a very, very good football coach, and he's got his team in a position like everyone else in this division, that you still got a chance to win a division. And I think their players know that. They'll come in here, playing that way.
So, so you're not, putting words in Mike Shanahan's mouth. Put it on you. Do you guys have a mental block when you come here, do you think? Is there anything, do you guys think about the history or anything that's happened?
Well, I don't know. The last year was my first year here, and you hear all the things. And then I was here before, too, with Marty when we went to Denver a couple times. I know we had a great game the one time we won with Montana and Elway, that Monday night game we had there when we ended up coming back at the end and winning. But we lost a bunch of the games up there, too, I remember, with the Chiefs. So it's just one of those deals where, you remember all those things that happened to you. Now, the great thing about it is with our team, there's so many young guys on our football team now, they don't know a whole lot about that. There's not a lot of holdovers, so that can help you, too. But I just think it's a venue that's tough to win in. Denver's always been a tough environment to win in, even my days back in Philadelphia, going in the old Mile High Stadium with the bleachers all loud and knocky. I mean, it was a tough place to play.
Do you guys anticipate facing Jay Cutler?
Yeah. We're preparing for him, no doubt.
Is that tough when you kind of have to maybe, watch a little bit of Ramsey film as well, just in case?
Well, I think, Ramsey played well against Detroit. He's a big, strong guy, can throw the football. You have to do that. I mean, you always have to. And the great thing about it, he played a lot, so that gives you a little bit more ability to look at him on film. So you're kind of watching both of them, but we anticipate Cutler playing.
Irmont, just in general, how do you gauge your team's confidence as a coach?
You gauge it probably how they practice. You can sense a sense of how they practice and how they feel about it, how they feel about where they're at as a football team. You gauge it that way. I mean, it's always hard, because when you're winning, it's easier to gauge it. Then you worry about overconfidence, obviously. And when you lose one, then you go, okay, now where are we at? So you always try to weigh that out. Now with our guys, because we got a lot of young guys, hard to gauge some of these guys because you're trying to figure them out. Young people have a different attitude than a 10-year veteran, obviously. So I just think you get a feel for your football team. But I think this team is pretty much, feeling like, hey, you know what? When the season started, a lot of people didn't anticipate us having much of a chance this year, and whether we never believed that, obviously, and the way the division has worked out, because everyone's kind of struggled for a lot of different reasons. It's a very tight division going down with the last eight games.
Coach, how do you think Dwayne Bowe's done in his rookie year?
He's played fairly well. I mean, we really like him. We anticipate he's going to be a very good receiver for us. Game's not too big for him. It's really not. I mean, he's gone in there and played and done a good job.
Herm, what is it about wide receiver? Why is it tougher for those guys as rookies to kind of come along than some other positions?
Well, I think all of the coverages that they see at the pro level, obviously the guys out there defending them are probably a little bit better. I don't think, you know, when you're in college, obviously, you don't have a lot of great corners. That's why they're so hard to draft, obviously. You don't find a lot of great corners in college football. And so, you know, at this level, the corners here are very experienced. The coverages that you use, all those things are a factor. Learning the system. I think they come out of a college system, they get into a pro system, it's a little bit different. And that's sometimes a mental block for them. And, I anticipated that when we drafted him, and we try to simplify some things to make sure he could line up and play. Him and Webb. Webb was a guy we drafted last year that didn't play a lot because a lot of things we were asking these guys to do in our system was difficult. And so we simplified some things for these young guys so they could play.
When you were playing defensive back, did you feel like you could do things against rookie receivers you couldn't do a couple years later?
Well, obviously, you know, they don't know all the tricks of the trade, obviously, at this point. You know, but some of them are very talented. I mean, that's the thing they have. They have a lot of talent. They're very eager. It's just a matter of their disposition, you know, when they're playing a game. Can you get to him right away? I mean, if you do some things to him, is he going to think about that? Can you get him out of his game? I mean, that's what you always think about as a wide receiver. Can I get this guy thinking about me more than running his route, you know, and so that's the games you play at corner, you know, when I used to play. I mean, that's the thing you say, can I get in this guy's head? If I can get in his head early, hey, I got a shot.
Coach, before the season, some people talked about a quarterback controversy. Mm-hmm. What has Heward done to solidify the starting spot?
He was more consistent, obviously, and the preseason was one where we played a lot of young guys, and Brody played a lot. Damon didn't play that much, and just going into the season, we just felt that at this point, it was too much to put on a young quarterback because of our struggles. And obviously, we're still struggling on offense. We're not scoring a lot of points. We're not sustaining drives enough. But going into the season, it just felt like we needed a veteran there with so many changes on our offensive line, with Larry being out, with Dwayne Bowe being a young receiver. So we went with the more experienced veteran guy.
Herm, what is your take on, you know, if Cutler doesn't play, I think that'd be the 17th backup, and you went through it like nobody's business a few years ago with the Jets. But
yeah. I mean, you know, that injury thing, boy, I tell you what, and that's the thing that defines your league a lot of times, especially down the stretch. Sometimes it gets you early. We went through it last year when we lost our guy Trent after the first game. You know, Damon had to step in. So the good thing about it is for Mike, you know, he's an experienced coach, and he's got a veteran quarterback. And the thing that they do, and they've always been able to do, is run the ball. So that takes a lot of pressure, obviously, off the quarterback. And when you can run the football, you still have a chance to be a productive offense. You know, when you're struggling running and you put it all on the quarterback, then it's tough. And that's kind of what happened to us with Damon right away. We couldn't put it all on Damon. We put it on our runner early, and then as we got going, we gave Damon more.
It seems to me they protect the quarterbacks more than ever, and they're still getting hurt. Why do you think that is?
Well, the guys are so big now. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys that are on the other side of the ball and the speed of the game, I think, and that's always a factor in our game. And that's why there's so many rules now of how you can, you know, you can't hardly touch the quarterback anymore when he's in the pocket. I mean, and guys are nervous about hitting him, but all of a sudden he gets outside the pocket and he's running, he gets himself in a bad way. You know, the injuries happen, and that hurts you in this league. When you lose a couple quarterbacks early, all of a sudden it really affects your football team.
Also, Herm, I apologize for coming out early, but there was some report out here about LJ maybe having a break in that foot. Is there any updates today?
Like I said, his foot is still swole.
Okay.
So for me to comment on that, I mean, I'm just giving you what I know, been told. And, you know, as a coach, this is one thing you realize, and I've always done it this way. I just want to know when a player gets injured after the game, the thing I want to know Monday is he going to play or not? Mm-hmm. And when the guy says, hey, you know what, doubtful, whatever, I move on. I mean, I don't worry about it anymore because I got to get my team ready to play. And that's what I think all coaches do that. You know in this day and age, and when you're a coach, there's going to be some guys that are not available every week. And you live through that and you fight through it and you don't worry about it. You just coach the guys that are available.
Do you think it might be all year?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't want to speculate on that because all I know is what I know. And I'm just telling you what, like I always tell them, don't shoot the messenger. Forgive me what I've given you guys.
Gotcha.
Herm, how was the HBO experience? Would you do it again?
We had our fun. We'll let somebody else do it now. But I thought it brought our team together. It's not. I think the toughest part of it all for me personally was at the end when you're letting players go, because 32 teams let players go. Well, guess what? 31 other ones, when they let a guy go, it's not on national television. You know, they don't have the guy in the room and the poor guy that's letting him go. You know, they don't. So I didn't like that part of it, but I thought it kind of showed really how tough it is to be a pro football player and how much work is put in by coaches and players and when you start the season off. So that part was good. I think having that microphone around you all the time, that's not a lot of fun, obviously, but that's part of the deal.
Did you watch any of it?
No.
When it was all over?
No.
Okay, so you don't know.
No.
Did you get good reports on your performance?
Yeah, I don't know about it, but I think the people liked it. What I've heard, it went well, but hey, it's television, you know how that is.